Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 27th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, farm income and loan repayment rates recovered from sharp declines in the second quarter, and demand for credit softened, according to the Federal Reserve Ag Credit Surveys. Although farm income generally remained low, loan repayment rates stabilized, and farmland real estate markets remained strong. Farm loan demand moderated in all Federal Reserve districts for the first time since 2013 in the third quarter. Funding at the agricultural banks was likely supported by higher deposits and an influx of liquidity from the Federal Reserve and also government programs following the COVID-19 outbreak. The Fed says an influx of government payments and also higher prices for agricultural commodities provided greater support for the farm finances in the third quarter and also seemed to limit demand for financing. Well, the picture for U.S. wheat exports looks a little bit brighter, at least as painted by the USDA's latest export forecast. With more, this is the USDA chief economist, Rob Johansson.
Wheat exports are projected at $6.2 billion. That's up $200 million. We've seen wheat prices improve in the last couple of months due to really dry conditions in Russia and as well as Argentina, as well as in the U.S.
Johansson gives us the overall forecast for corn in 2021.
Corn exports are up $4.2 billion from our August forecast to $13.2 billion. We are seeing reduced competition globally. Ukraine in particular has seen significant drought erode its crop.
The wet spring offered only a tiny window for planting, so when North Dakota farmer Paul Ivesdahl fell ill with the coronavirus, he knew the timing could not be worse. The 63-year-old man knew if he didn't recover quickly and plant his crop of wheat, barley, canola, and flax, it could mean the end to his decades of farming 2,300 acres just south of the Canadian border. But his condition deteriorated, and due to the bad weather, even his neighbors had no time to help. Ivesdahl said, "We didn't get some crop in. It was just too late, and then it started raining again. That's when Farm Rescue stepped in." When Ivesdahl was rushed to a hospital where he spent 8 days on a ventilator, volunteers from the nonprofit planted his crops and also made sure his farm would endure. The State Industrial Commission's Outdoor Heritage Fund has awarded $7 million to the Audubon Dakota program. The money is to initiate the North Dakota Conservation Forage Program.
And the chief question is, how do we get more habitat on the landscape but keep land working and producing food?
Marshall Johnson is the executive director of Audubon Dakota. He says the plan is to enroll up to 30,000 acres of marginal cropland to restore forage-based cover. Farmers will receive payments for the first 3 years of enrollment. They will also receive payments to assist as the restored grassland forage becomes established. This is Inside Agriculture.